Wake up, hero. You've slept long enough. Good. It's about time. I didn't even hit you that hard. I'm sure you're a little confused, and your head probably hurts too. What's the last thing you remember? That's very good. You remember everything just fine. And don't worry, the president is safe, but only because she wasn't my target in the first place. Now, doesn't that make you feel a little better? Don't be rude, hero. I may be many things, but a liar is not one of them. Well, not anymore, anyway. I've outgrown the need for deception. I said I would attack the White House, but I never said I was gunning for the president. Surely you can tell the difference, or are you as dumb as you are weak? Go on. Keep struggling. I won't stop you. This is music to my ears. But when you get tired of it, just let me know. I would like to have a little chat with you. Done? Got it all out of your system? Good. It's healthier that way. I took off your super suit, so you were just chafing your skin for no good reason. Try not to catch a cold. Now, about that chat. Well, let me start from the beginning. My name is Saber Sharp. I've been watching you for a while now, and just wanted to introduce myself. But you're a difficult man to get in touch with. It took some time to get your attention. Believe me, I tried to start small. An apartment fire here, a seismic event there, but you just didn't even notice. Don't blame me. Those people wouldn't have gotten hurt if you just paid more attention. I had to make a tiny mess in Washington before you would give me the time of day. You don't think that was a tiny mess? Really? Sure, it's too bad for all those National Guard soldiers who valiantly gave up their lives so I could work up a little sweat. But the Capitol is still there, so at the end of the day, I don't think it's a big deal. After I knocked you out, I brought you straight here, so no one else got hurt. Here is my home, one of the many estates owned by my father. Maybe you'll recognize his name. Steel Sharp. That's right. I'm the daughter of that rich madman. You and your friends crossed paths with him several times, haven't you? Not surprised he hasn't mentioned me, but things are starting to make more sense, aren't they? Let me tell you, Daddy had plans, big plans, for himself, really. I was just a means to an end. That's why he named me after Blade. I was supposed to clear a path to victory for him. He made sure I was well equipped for any situation, so I had to master several types of martial arts and become proficient with every kind of firearm and bladed weapon he could get his hands on. And knowing his net worth, he had quite a reach. He forged me into a weapon and did not hesitate to point me at his enemies. Business rivals disappeared. Red tape lifted. One way or another, I got him what he wanted. For years, that life was all I knew. But then the world changed. People with superpowers, people like you, were revealed to the public, and Father decided he had to get on with the times. Of course, by he, I mean me. There was no way he was going to risk doing anything to himself when the outcome wasn't a sure thing. So naturally, he had his daughter face those risks instead. Seemingly endless torture continued for weeks. Of course, he made sure I was able to withstand torture that was meant to break me. But that torture was meant to build me all over again. And nothing could prepare me for that. But it worked. Of course it did. It had to. I wouldn't forgive myself if I died for his ambitions. So I survived and gained incredible power. Naturally, I had to thank my father for this gift. After the unfortunate gas explosion at his Miami estate left him charred beyond recognition, my proxy was placed in charge of his company, allowing me to lead everything from the shadows. Finally, I had it all. Superpowers, and even the stronger power of financial influence. But something was missing. Can you guess what it was? Someone to rule by my side? That's what you think I wanted? Oh, that's just hilarious. But the funniest part is how you assumed you'd be my partner. Oh, don't get me wrong. I have to admit, your looks aren't half bad. I'm guessing that's part of, you know, why the country loves you so much. But I care more about what's on the inside. If someone was going to rule with me, they'd have to be my equal in some way. Some third-rate poster boy who can't even take a punch just won't cut it. So I'll have to find some other use for you. You owe me that much for being such a disappointment. Don't you think? No. What I was missing was a new sport to enjoy. You see, after all those years I spent hunting people down for Daddy, I realized something. I liked it a little too much. He didn't really care what I did, as long as I got the job done. Meaning, I could play around as much as I wanted to. He probably wanted me to have my way with them. Send a stronger message or something like that. Oh, those were the days. But then Daddy forced me to evolve. And all of a sudden, the old ways stopped working. Ending someone's life was supposed to be a slow, passionate affair that we could both savor. But now I could do it by accident, in my sleep even. And yes, I'm speaking from experience. But I don't think that last one is a crime. My online dating profile has a disclaimer. That means it's not my fault, right? The point is, my targets had to change. Are you finally getting the picture? Oh, Jesus Christ. First you're too dumb to figure it out, and now you're too stubborn to accept it. Then look over here. Maybe this'll help. So, what do you think of my collection? I'm honestly quite proud of it. There sure are a lot of them, aren't there? Capes, cowls, weapons. Even picked up a utility belt. Bionic Boy didn't have much in the way of souvenirs, so I had to settle for his arm. He doesn't have much use for it now anyway. Oh, this is one of my favorites. Terrifica's tiara. You two were close, weren't you? She's been blowing you off the past few days, but you respect her privacy. Maybe that wasn't such a good idea after all. But I'm sorry to say, I won't be reuniting you two. Honestly, killing you is much more trouble than it's worth. But that works in my favor. So instead, I've decided you would be my audience. You'll get a front row seat to my quest of becoming the last superhuman on Earth. I'll take my time eliminating them all, and anyone who gets in my way, hero, villain, doesn't matter. They all look the same on the inside. Trust me, I've seen it. And that should keep me busy for quite some time. When I'm finished, the world will be weak, defenseless. It'll be the perfect time for me to seize control. Or just destroy it. Or just retire and move to Florida. I'm not my father. I don't think my goals are too lofty. But what do you think? Well, of course I'm crazy. I just told my life story. A sane child wouldn't have survived all that. But I also have my practical moments. For example, I can give you a choice. Honestly, I didn't even consider it until you mentioned it earlier, but maybe it would be nice to have someone with me on this journey. I don't have anything against regular people, so when we have some downtime, who knows? Maybe I can help you save some lives. I might even like it. I know you could never forgive me, but isn't this your chance to make something good out of a terrible situation? What do you say? Yeah. I was hoping you'd say that. It would have been a real shame if you gave up on me now. Keep up that fighting spirit. For as long as you can. Plenty of villains have captured you and your team in the past, using the same old tricks they tried to break your bodies or even your minds. But I know it's much more fun to break someone's spirit. I've had a lot of practice, so please, don't underestimate just how much fun we can have together from now on. Oh, time's up. Congratulations. You don't have to listen to my stupid monologue anymore. I mean it. You're gonna suffer for my amusement. One way or another, but honestly, I didn't need you to know why. All I needed was a way to kill time. I'm sure you recognize this. That's right, your communication device. It, fell out of your pocket when I took off your suit. I activated it as soon as you started waking up, and now your friends are finally all here. Right on time. Poor things. They're here to save you, which means there's no one left to save them. Oh, well. Wait right here. I'll go out and greet them. I'll make sure my handshake is nice and firm. Enjoy the show.